If you listen to 2SER on a Sunday, you'll know that we have a trio of incredibly good shows, all based around the idea of making you think. Think health, think sustainability, and think digital futures all work on the idea that there's more thought that we could be putting into the world around us. On a Wednesday, we like to do a little thing called Think Breakfast, where we check in on what those shows have been covering and look at some of the amazing stories coming out of it. Today, I'm joined by Jake Morecambe from Think Sustainability. Jake, very good morning to you and welcome to breakfast.
Thanks very much for having me.
Now, what have you guys been talking about on Think Sustainability recently?
The ocean. Lots and lots and lots of ocean stories.
It's a really important topic. We're doing so much damage. It's absurd.
I know, throwing things in there, taking things out, I guess doing damage to little fishes and their little families and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot to talk about because there's so much that's still unexplored when it comes to the ocean.
And, yes, whether we'll ever get a chance to explore any of it is the next step there. I think for Australia, we've been talking a lot about coral bleaching.
Yeah, coral's a big conversation, one that's got a lot of international attention as well. I'm sure you've seen kind of everyone, even Ellen DeGeneres said something about the Great Barrier Reef.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she said, hey, I played Dory. Now, Australia, stop damaging your reefs. Okay, Ellen, we'll get on top of that.
Thanks so much for that. It was a really insightful debate.
Yeah. But when we think about corals, I guess the typical Australian will relay it back to the Great Barrier Reef. But what a lot of people don't know is there's actually quite a diverse and vibrant coral ecosystem in Sydney Harbour.
I did not know that at all.
It's massive. And what I did for one of the stories on Think Sustainability was look at the coral ecosystem in Sydney, but also look at how some coral ecosystems are recovering from bleaching.
Wow.
Yeah, which I didn't know. I thought that, you know, bleaching was a death sentence.
Yeah, okay.
It's not. In certain circumstances, they are able to recover. Some aren't. This kind of all happened post the El Nino event at the beginning of the year, which raised the sea surface temperatures really high, and then they dramatically went back down. So they'd bleached in that process, but a lot of them then came back to life and they're regaining colour.
That is actually lovely to know, but I imagine it's all about them being left alone. So it's about us changing behaviours as well to give them that time to recover.
It's that time to recover, definitely, because if we don't allow them to readjust back to normal sea surface temperatures again, we're putting more stresses on them. And I actually spoke to a diver who dives down into Sydney Harbour to go check out what they're looking like.
Well, I think we've got a clip from that, don't we?
Yeah.
When you're scuba diving down and looking, are you able to see the bleaching effect that it's had on coral populations where you're diving to?
Oh, definitely, yeah. So we were routinely monitoring these two sites, and then one day we went out just to do our normal sampling, and we got down there and we realised that it had all paled. Yeah, we think it bleached in a matter of weeks because I'm out every few weeks. So it's 1 week it was fine. 2 or 3 weeks later, it had bleached.
I had no idea it could occur in that time frame.
Exactly. I found that out as well. And a lot of the time when I do these interviews, I kind of put some stuff together and then I'm just like, let's just have a conversation. And then she's like, yeah, it was a period of about 2 weeks or so, diving every fortnight. And then she goes back out and then she looks over the expanse of coral and it looks like it's all dead. Like it's, I don't know if you've ever seen what coral bleaching looks like.
It's horrific.
It's just this like expanse of like white. Like, it's just devoid of life. And she said it just happened so quickly, and it's really freaky. But then a lot of the populations recover because they are supposedly, and when it gets to the science of this, I'm like, oh, my God. But they bring back in the algae, which gives them the nutrients they need to produce colour. And so when the sea surface temperatures change, the algae leaves. And so that's all the nutrients going out. But it's like this interplay relationship.
And of course, I imagine that the important thing to remember is that in a standard kind of environmental setup, that might be a natural thing. It's not natural if it's occurring because what we're doing to those water environments.
Exactly. Just changing the conditions, inducing more stresses onto our oceans and our coral ecosystems, which they can't handle. You know, this might be a naturally occurring effect to some extent, but with everything that we're doing to the oceans and doing to, I guess, the planet, it's hard to predict whether or not they're going to survive everything,
Jake,
we throw at them.
Where can people get more Think Sustainability?
We're plugging the podcast. You can listen to us at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings on 2SER, obviously. But then you can just look for Think Sustainability. That's Think:Sustainability on iTunes, on any podcast app, and you can subscribe to us and hear more stories like that.
Great stuff. We'll talk more about this in a couple of weeks' time.
See you then.